My name is Stephen Kidd, and I'm the priest in charge at St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Gulfport, Mississippi. I'm a graduate of the Seminary of the Southwest's MDiv program, class of 2010. This is my Advent meditation based on today's reading. Who is your Elizabeth? Who is the person or people you call immediately when big news is brewing? I love the image of Mary, fresh from her encounter with the messenger, packing up her things and going with haste to see the one who would help her make sense of all that just happened. One of the great blessings of our tradition is that we do not do big things alone. We are a people of community discernment. Relationships matter. We are not told that our hearts, feelings, longings, and calls are just between us and Jesus, but rather the responsibility of the whole body of believers. When we baptize, marry, and ordain people, we are reminded that the spiritual lives of each member of this body are intimately wrapped up with our own. Each of us have people like Elizabeth. People who magnify and reflect our faith back to us in their listening and in their friendship. This is a good time on the doorstep of the Nativity to wonder what God is bringing to life within us. What unexpected reality will be in our midst in the coming year? Who will we lean on? And perhaps more importantly, who will need to lean on us? Give thanks today for those who love you, who listen to you, rejoice with you, and cry with you. May God bless us all with eyes to see and ears to hear when others need that same care from us. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Lord, for the companions you have given us in this life. Give us grace to love as you and they have loved us. In Jesus' name, amen.